Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sandra Ture, and we're back again with another episode here live at the Georgia Aquarium for the WIT Connect. And I am joined here by Shelby Caron.
Hello.
Well, I want to say first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really awesome. You just won a scholarship.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of unreal.
So tell me a little bit about how you got affiliated with WIT.
So I go to Georgia Southern University, and one of my good friends who I met in the technology program there, Nicole Van Ellison, she also actually won a scholarship tonight and last year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and she kind of introduced me to the club, and she was like, hey, you know, if you ever feel like you're one of the only girls in a classroom in your tech classes, come to WIT. And I was like, okay. And then I got involved, and at the time I was a faraway student. I lived like an hour away, and I drove, and it was hard for me to get involved. But then the next year, me and my husband moved there to the city that Georgia Southern is in, and I got really involved, became vice president, like the whole thing.
Wow, that's awesome.
Did all the events, like I loved it. And now I'm actually the president. So, yeah.
At your school?
Yes, at my school.
Right. And so how's that position right now?
It's great because we've grown significantly. We have one of the biggest chapters of all the schools now because of how much we have grown.
Is that just in Atlanta or?
Georgia Southern is actually in Statesboro, Georgia, southeast Georgia.
Yeah.
And we're one of the more southern chapters, but we have a huge following at Georgia Southern with all the girls in tech and science, and we have a few engineering as well, so...
So that's awesome. Do you feel like it's created a little bit of like a sisterhood?
Definitely. Me and my e-board, we are basically like best friends, sisters.
Yeah.
Like me and Nicole and me and my friend Amber will be friends forever. Me and Amber actually work at the same company now.
Yeah.
So.
That's great. So you think being a part of WIT has just given you a lot of opportunities?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've met some very important people that I didn't think I would meet before.
And now you're going to be in a room full of CEOs and all of these big names, and it's all because of WIT.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So tell me a little bit about how WIT has just changed your career so far.
So I've always been rather confident.
Yeah.
You know, unlike stereotypes, I try to, you know, always be the one to raise my hand and everything. But what WIT taught me really is to teach other people how to do that too, because not everyone has that willpower and that strive. And if you teach them and show them that it can be done, like being that role model for them is really rewarding.
And you speak about role models, so that means you're definitely doing a little bit of like mentoring.
That's kind of my goal, especially this year as a senior and as president. I want to definitely mentor some freshmen and sophomores, kind of like get them through, like it's not that hard, we can do it, that type of thing.
And it's also just recruiting them and making them a part of WIT, because I believe, and I know it's not just my belief, it's more of like a statistic, there's more men in STEM.
Yeah, actually, right now I work on a team of about 12 people, and I'm the only female. And I'm also the only one that's 21.
Wow.
Everyone else is in their middle age, so.
So we definitely have to change that narrative.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So tell me something that's just unique about WIT.
I think the people you meet, definitely, because, like, everyone's so different. Like, me and Nicole are extremely different people, but we get along so well because of this one thing that we share and this one issue that we want to make better.
Right.
And I think it's just like getting a bunch of very different people, very different backgrounds and cultures in a room. It's just such an inclusive experience, and it's like very natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time we have a WIT meeting, it's just naturally diverse.
Right.
And that's kind of special.
And I just feel like whoever is a part of WIT, whenever I meet people a part of WIT, they're just so sweet and just so kind. And it just seems like something that's really inclusive and just has this whole sisterhood feel and vibe to it, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we try to tell everyone, you know. If you can't hang, you know, you gotta hang.
I hear that. Well, thank you so much for being here, Shelby.
Yeah, thank you.
I really appreciate
it. Thank you for
having me. And that goes another episode of WIT Connect here live at the Georgia Aquarium. This is Sanjay Ture for BRX.